In France, police are cracking down on networks of disabled beggars from Romania. These panhandlers are members of Europe's biggest community of gypsies, or Roma, as they prefer to be known. Criminal networks are bringing more and more Roma beggars to Western Europe, especially since the European Union ended visa requirements for Romania this year. As Nick Spicer reports from Paris, the governments of France and Romania say they want to end the exploitation.
It is a sight more often seen in developing countries. At a stoplight, a beggar approaches waiting cars. Shirtless, he exposes his polio-twisted body for maximum pity and maximum money. Even more pitiful, though, is that most of his alms will end up in the pocket of a fellow Roma, probably one of the men who brought him here, a man who may beat the beggar if earnings are too slim. It's a scene played out more and more frequently in France's biggest cities since the start of the year. Beggars on crutches, or showing deformed limbs, painfully limping for a living. The new center-right government has taken a tough stance. It's begun arresting the beggars and their bosses and sending them home. French officials are also coordinating with Romanian authorities to stop the flow of beggars.
This is really a very minor problem.
The Romanian ambassador to Paris, Oliviu German. While minimizing it, he admits the beggar problem is tarnishing Romania's image. There's a risk, he says, that France and the European Union may require visas for Romanians again. That would be a step backwards for a country aspiring to join the EU. And it would create problems for thousands of Romanians working in Western Europe, where pay is much better than at home. As for the beggars, German is dismissive.
Really, they are here only for economical reason. It's much easier and much more profitable to become a beggar on the French street than to work honestly in Romania.
Ambassador German says his government this year introduced affirmative action to help Roma people get jobs and housing. Romania has come under harsh criticism from Europe's human rights bodies for its treatment of its Roma minority. But the new anti-discrimination measures aren't convincing to the thousands of Roma in France, many of whom have requested political asylum. A baby sits on the garbage-strewn road of a Roma camp in the Paris suburb of Argenteuil. The 100-odd inhabitants have been here for 2 years, living in trailers. The men aren't allowed to work. Local authorities do their best to avoid enrolling the kids in school, because that might incline the Roma to stay. Still, Vasile, a Roma man who earns his living washing windshields at stoplights, says this is better than Romania.
It's very nice, Romania. It's for people in Romania. It's for gypsy, no. I don't have a job, no money, no house. For people in the Romania, it's very nice.
Behind Vasile, a line of women holding babies wait their turn behind a white van. The aid group Médecins du Monde is providing its free weekly medical service. One of the aid workers is Alexandre Leclerc. He says the beggar problem in the news these days is covering up a bigger injustice.
Ah, but c'est sûr qu'on voit qu'une partie de l'iceberg, comme vous dites.
We only see the tip of the iceberg. People don't understand that most of them are here because of political and economic discrimination and want asylum. But since Romania is officially considered a democracy because it wants to join the European Union, we refuse asylum and don't consider that there's a problem.
Leclerc says the beggar problem, in which handicapped Roma are exploited by fellow Roma, increases a long-standing prejudice. It also allows the French government to justify expelling them as part of its fight against organized crime. Leclerc says, however, the Roma, beggars or not, will always come back, because life will always be better here. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.